Okay. Can you talk a bit more about our banking syndicate? Obviously, we've just had some negotiations. We've got the overall ceiling up to $1.8 billion. There's obviously a lot of international banks under great distress. Can you give us some names about who are our bankers and just a bit more detail about this $200 million remaining for next year, who's it with? In terms of what you've just renegotiated, what sort of covenants are we talking here? Because obviously the biggest issue in the global meltdown right now is simply bank covenants and what rights they have over companies, over assets. So what have you just negotiated in relation to banking covenants and who with?
Banks that we're involved in. We've got the NAB, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bank, Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, help me, Kevin. Who else?
Look around, they're all here. Rabo, you left Rabo off. We have banks with, we came out, I think, and said none of our banks are banks that are caught in the current crisis. We're very long-time relationships, and those relationships have been good, we believe, and we feel very good with the banks we deal with. Obviously, we've had some banks in some of the regions where they're foreign banks in France and Brazil and a number of smaller places, but they're smaller operation things. Most of that debt, if not all that debt, Kevin, I think, is with what we would call major strength banks. Now, they've all been looking, as we said in that note, for higher pricing on their business, and that's the market. However, the lower rates from the base rates have been affected, so their cost of funding won't be increased. Does that answer the question, Stephen? Are you happy with
that? Yeah.
The remaining $200 million is largely a group of small banks around the world in the smaller geographies in which we trade. And so it just simply hasn't been possible to get to those people to renegotiate, and they're not due until July 2009 in any event.
Well, and we clearly have the capacity in our total umbrella to deal with that anyway if we have to. We've been in a position where we're well supported and we're quite comfortable with the position, which is a very fortunate position to have the company in, frankly speaking. Kevin's done a very, very good job in getting us into that position. And when we took the decision to bring it all forward, there is some cost in that, of course, but we took that decision. I think it's a sound decision of better management.
Can I ask the second part of your question, the covenants? If you'd like more detail of that, perhaps after the meeting you could discuss with Kevin and review the exact nature of those covenants.